Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm with you every day.
Imagine me, like, getting you back though, but like, it'd be World War III. If I went the window down, I was like...
Freaking I'm out of love.
Hey, welcome to the Therapy Crouch.
Why do you always say hey, like that? You don't ever talk like that, but on the podcast you go, hey.
It's welcoming.
Is it?
Hey. Just puts everyone in a... uplift a mood instantly.
Well, that puts me in a foul mood because I feel like it's like an annoying like American accent for no reason. What? Just say hi. Welcome to the Therapy Crouch.
Hi.
Don't go.
Welcome to the Therapy Crouch. Oh, you said you weren't going to have your bloody...
what?
Dopey voice anymore since your operation.
I know, it's still there, unfortunately.
Do you know why it's still there? Because Pete didn't do his at-home care package.
I have done my at-home care. I just forgot that there was a steroid spray that I needed to spray. I thought I had to just do the saline rinse.
Pete's been like that with the steroid spray.
Obviously, I'm impeccable upper body torso. My torso now is obviously ripped, but my nose is fucked.
God, I've just had a flashback.
Of what?
We were talking about your six-pack the other day.
So, we might as well get straight into it because we're in half-term at the minute. And I'm going to say it's been hell.
Mm.
Yeah. What, number one, I want to start with, why are they off so long? How is that even possible? And why have they not coincided? So,
is it kind of like, because didn't Jesus like rise for 40 days or something?
No, I know the history of Easter, but that was a Friday to Sunday. Do you know what I mean? Like Friday.
On the 40th day, he rose again. But
40th?
Is it?
No.
Oh, what's that? That's Lent, isn't it?
Yeah,
Lent.
Yeah.
Fucking Lent. It's, our kids are off like for the entire Lent, basically.
Yeah. But
the
like,
length of Lent.
Jesus was like Friday and Sunday. He still went back in on the Monday. Yeah.
Seated at the right hand of the Father.
He was walking on water on the Monday. You know what I mean? He should be back.
Took him for a drink on Tuesday. Do you remember that in Isle of Wight?
Yeah. He was getting Jesus to Craig David. Have you gone from Jesus to Craig David in one like move?
Because he's a god.
But it's been tough, isn't it? Half term. And they are off for a hell of a long time. So basically, our eldest daughter goes to a different school. She started a week before.
Broke up a week before.
Yeah. So then she had 3 weeks. And then obviously the little ones had a week at the end. So it's a 4 week
stint.
You know, at least in summer, you book things up. There's like camps to do, holiday. You can go on holiday. You know, we've got like activities. We plan. For Easter, you just think, oh, there's a little Easter holiday in there, and then it goes on and on.
Yeah, but you know the scariest thing is that they're off at the end of May as well.
Phenomenal. Really is.
I think that kids should just go to school every day, including the weekends. Imagine how clever they'd all be. Well-behaved.
I do have a slight issue with school in general.
I do.
Like, they're learning things that are, like, not... setting them up for the real world, you know.
Yeah, because like, our system is designed to keep people down. That's why they don't want to teach people how to invest the money or how to do banking or how to do the taxes or anything like that, because everyone would rise and be like, what, they're not doing that. So it's like, you stick to algebra, you don't know what the fuck it is in school, you won't know what the fuck it is when you get out. Like, and you'll never use it.
Like, seriously, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell? Like, well, like, you come out of school, right? You don't know how to open a bank account. You don't know how to pay a mortgage. The languages should be higher up the agenda.
Oh my God.
You know, you can't, there's so many things like life skills that you don't, you know, to do a tax return, for instance. So many skills that you come out of school and you go, well, yeah, but I know what Pythagoras theorem is. But I can't buy a house.
Yeah.
Or use an overdraft. Or
And if you get like a D in your Pythagoras theory test, you won't be buying a house anyway.
Well, yeah, you can't go to uni because you can't do, you know, frigging decimals.
No, so yet school, the school holidays have been tough. We went to Portugal, you know, after our neurotic parents episode. I felt like a kind of tempted fate in a way because we got to Portugal and Sophia was in hospital with bloody meningitis, which was just the most scariest thing on earth, you know, being in a foreign hospital, language barriers, you know, the words like meningitis being thrown around, lumbar punches, brain scans, you know, it was horrific. Felt so vulnerable and scary. But I must say the medical care over there was just out of this world. And these things always happen, like, on a Sunday at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's never like Monday afternoon, you know, just to add to that fear and that, you know, the scariness of the situation. It can never be a normal hour, can it?
No. And then obviously she had to stay in. So then we were, you know, free. Oh, we were just doing shifts. So I was doing like the night shift and then Ab was doing the day shift and we were just on separate holidays completely, weren't we? It wasn't a holiday, was it? Let's be honest. It was just looking after her. And it was scary. But then obviously, you know, you've got to look after the little ones.
And then the other three all got sick. They had all a flu and cough. So Sophia was out the hospital. We were back the hospital with them because I'm thinking, I've got three other children. Can they catch this viral meningitis? You know, it was traumatic. I think we'd had like 4 hours sleep in like 30 hours, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know, thank God our friends, Caroline and John, were there, you know, that. You know, Sophia went to hospital at 1 a.m. and then I just literally stayed up because they wouldn't let two people in the hospital at one time. So then I, you know, and I couldn't leave the other kids. They were in bed. And Caroline and John took us in at 6 a.m. and, you know, everyone was really helpful rallying around. Mm. But never been so scared in my life.
So that was obviously a traumatic experience. You know, we went through that and then we came back. And I remember Sophia's obviously a lot better now. And it was a nice day home and we thought to ourselves, this was the day from hell. And we thought, this would be a nice day. We'll go to the park and go on a big long walk, but we'll take the dog and the four kids.
Yeah, you just, you know, we go to bed thinking, oh, what can we do nice for the kids? Go to this lovely park. It's a walk right round the lake and there's a playground there for the kids and they can climb trees. And we always have our little hot dog, don't we, from the hot dog van. Mm. Love that. That was fucking hell. Like, tied the dog to the bench. The dog literally dragged the bench throughout the whole park to get the hot dog. Then the kids are screaming. The dog's eating all their food. You know,
I remember when the dog, I thought, you know, the dog was just pulling my arm like the whole way. But, you know, at first you're like, that's fine. And it just, you just 45 minutes in, right? And it's still fucking pulling me. And I'm going like, what?
It's not pulling you in like that. You were like,
I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I've got kids running around and I'm just making my life so hard. And then we started talking.
No, but it's quite a posh park as well, isn't it? So, you know, we had, there's like quite posh people walk around with the little posh dogs who aren't pulling on the lead. And Jack is going through this thing where you're not allowed to brush his hair at the moment. So he just literally looks like we found him in a bush. It's like wild feral. So they're on the scooters, scooting through everyone, like crashing into people. And then a scooter about a mile away and turn around, they're like, Mom! Dad! Like shouting us, just like.
So embarrassing.
So common.
Like screaming. And you think, God.
No, but it got that bad. Like we were just like laughing our heads off.
Do you remember we had a coffee and sat down in that park and we just. It was like...
No, I didn't even want a coffee because I had that much fucking adrenaline already. I was like, if I have a coffee, I think I'll have a heart attack and die.
Do you know what we did though? We sat there, right? And we looked at it all like a zoo. You know, like we just sat back and like just watched like humans in their natural habitat. Right?
Remember that woman sitting in the sand path sandpat in the sandpit, and the kid was just putting sand on his head, on her head, and she was like, "No, Rocco, please don't do that to Mummy, Rocco." And she's just getting like twatted over the head with a big sand ball. "No, Rocco, please don't do that to Mummy." It's just like, what are we doing?
It was so many different, it's like Gogglebox, right? There were so many different things going on, and we were just watching it going like,
"Don't eat dog poo, Rupert, put that down. It's dangerous, Rupert."
I saw the granddad was on the seesaw. There's so many things going on. I was thinking, we just took ourselves out. We just started laughing at like this mad situation that we've all put ourselves in. We've all had children. We're all fucking hating it. Everyone there is pretending they're having a nice time. I'm looking at remember the granddad who's on the seesaw, right? There's a granddad on the seesaw. And obviously it's a bit of a, like a quick one, right? So he went up first, that was great. And then as he went down, he literally fell. His ass was on the floor and the kid was like, stayed up. But the floor was muddy. So he literally, and then he couldn't get up because he's a granddad, right? So he couldn't get up. And this guy could have been down the pub, do you know what I mean?
And then, because we had to like tie the dog up on the other side of the fence, our daughter Liberty like wouldn't come in the park because she just thought it was cruel and was like hysterical that we were leaving Jeffrey. Literally, the railing was there and we were sitting on the other side of the railing. It was just hell that day, wasn't it?
It was funny. Like, it just made me laugh. Do you remember when we walked past one fella and his kid must have been about.
And he come down this hill, you know, on them bikes that don't have wheels pedals. Or anything.
You know, like baby.
They have
like,
wheels.
No,
they don't have pedals.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was running.
Pinging
the
down.
Kid was like
the kid
one.
Was pinging. He must have been about two or something.
And the dad was like bloody Usain Bolt behind him, legging it to try and catch this kid. And everyone there was just having a total mare.
Absolute nightmare. Like, the thing is like, all of those people did what we did. They all got up and went, "What a lovely thing to do. We'll take the dog and all the children. We'll go for a walk. They can have a scoot round. And me and you can hold hands and walk and watch the dog play." None of it happened. I reckon we held hands for 3.4 seconds
Pete,
in total.
I don't think we've held hands for a month. Honestly. I actually genuinely don't feel like I've got any emotion to give this week.
What's
like, I've got nothing left. I've actually got nothing.
What do you mean?
I'm to the point where I'm like, the only thing I can do is laugh. But
yeah,
not
yeah,
from,
yeah.
not
but,
from, because it's funny, just out of pure like hysteria.
Yeah, yeah. But I like that about us. I like the fact that, you know, we can be in them situations like we're in something so bad, like sometimes on the planes and stuff like that. Like we just laugh because it's like something will happen. You'll just go, this is so
bad.
Talking
about planes, two of our kids left their iPads on the plane. So they've gone. And in the midst of all this, we decided to do the getting rid of the dummies. Because, yeah, our kids, like, I know it's not the right thing to do, but the three of them still have dummies. And it's just been hell.
It's just
trying to get, because obviously
it's got to stop.
We couldn't stop Liberty having a dummy because we had baby Johnny. So she would want a dummy because baby Johnny had one. Mm. Then we had baby Jack. So baby Johnny, Jack and Lib all had the dummies. So it was like, we couldn't even take them off the two older ones because they would always nick the baby ones. So in the midst of meningitis, oh, and Jack going to the hospital in Portugal as well because he was coughing.
Well, that goes back to the neurotic parent podcast, doesn't it? That was just because we were so worried about Sophia. When he started coughing, we felt like we had to take him.
Yeah, but a cough actually doesn't present as, viral meningitis doesn't present as a cough, but he literally didn't stop coughing for like, he had no breath in between. And
I had a little bite at you. I remember because I just got into bed and I thought, I'll sleep with him, just make sure he's all right. So I was in bed with him and he just did not stop coughing. And then you were like, right, you've got to take him to hospital. And I was like, ah, and I knew I had to. But I was like, you just fucking want me to live in hospitals. I'm sure you just like me going into hospitals.
It does sound
just up on my feet. And
it does
instead
sound
of lying down.
Quite odd sending your husband to the hospital but I have genuinely got a phobia of hospitals. Like we've talked about this on an earlier. I can't go and I can't. It's about the fear of what they're gonna say. Like I have to kind of let you find it out and then tell me.
At
and daytime.
I thought,
daytime I could do. But with Sophia, I just knew something was wrong. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like a normal bug. It was just, I just knew. Oh, and I was going to Pete, say meningitis. And it was, I actually couldn't bloody believe it. Mm. So then having three babies at home, I was thinking, what if they catch it? So we were on like high alert. Like, we didn't sleep at all. I was watching every child like a hawk. It was just terrifying. So we had to go back with Jack. Then we came home. So this is my wine. Sorry, I went on a bit of a detour for my wine. So we got home from Portugal, obviously all exhausted, stopped the dummies. So that was hell. Lost the iPads. That was hell. We had our lovely family day out, which was hell. Then get into bed. Everyone's asleep. And Liberty comes in going, Mum, Dad, I feel like I've got the vomiting bug. And Pete went, fuck this. I'm not doing this. I just got up. No, your exact words were, fuck this, I can't be arsed with this. Was your exact quote. And he just stood up and walked out of the room and went into another bedroom. So that was another night, no sleep for me, because I was freaking out.
Poor Liberty. Poor Lib. I mean,
Daddy doesn't love me.
Could have been. I just, I don't know. I was like, nah, I'm out now.
I'm out.
I'm not doing this anymore.
But she wasn't sick. She just didn't want to sleep in her own bed.
Yeah. I went to a different bed and shut the door and turned the light off. And I didn't wake up till the morning.
So that's my wine.
I washed my hands of it.
That was my wine that you did that.
That's fair enough, to be honest. I just had it up. So I couldn't do it anymore. Sometimes you got to tap out. Now, my weekly wine isn't actually about you, I think.
My God.
Yeah, it's not. It's about...
I've actually got loads.
Have you?
I just thought of another one then.
Get it off your chest then. No, come on. Every time I go to do a wine, you go, I've got another one. Just go for it.
No, it's fine.
Go on. I want to hear it now.
No.
Well, tell me what it's about.
It's just about you.
About me what? I'm not waiting to hear it.
No, I'm not telling you.
Why not?
I'll save it for a later date.
Well, my wine is about setting up the printer.
You didn't set it up then?
Yeah, but it's just so fucking hard. Why? Why would it have to be so hard? You should be just plug it in and like just put the ink in and go.
No, because they're all wireless now.
Oh, I just can't stand that. Is wireless.
Yeah, just you said that as if you knew what it means.
Well, I heard Lee say it.
They're all Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi, aren't
they? I heard Lee talking about it, which is great until your internet goes down. Do you know what I mean?
The worst thing is, right?
Give me a fucking plug, the socket any day.
I couldn't set it up at all. And I said, and our builder was here and I was like, Lee, mate, I can't set this fucking printer up. Anyway, he basically did it. And then he asked me, the worst thing is, like, I felt useless because I couldn't set this printer up. I had to get the builder to do it. And he did it. And then he said to me, so I just need your Apple ID. And I was like, I don't know it, mate. I just don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. People must think we're so thick, you know.
You can't just know your Apple ID off the top of your head, can you?
I saw this thing.
Gotta look that stuff up, you know.
I saw this thing on Instagram the other day saying, how come I know my phone number when I was 40, from when I was 14?
So true.
But I don't know what my Apple ID is now, so or true. Like a password that I just set up. But I always think, when I need to remember something, I always go like, oh, I'll remember that. And like connect it to something and go, I won't forget it. And then 2 seconds later.
It's gone, isn't it? It's totally gone.
When we were on holiday, our friends, Caroline and John, they're so clever. A little bit older than us, but Caroline was a lawyer and she's the most intelligent person I know. Well, one of them. I've got loads of intelligent friends, actually.
You're looking at two of them.
No, I have. I have. I'm attracted to them.
Married into intelligence as well.
No, I am attracted to them. I that's what I like.
About me?
No, about you. Like, my friends, they're all so clever.
Yeah. Or just cleverer than you?
No. No, like full experts on things. Yeah. Like, genuinely know everything. And our friend John, he was talking about... So we were talking about our podcast and they were like, we don't listen to it. Because she said, oh, it's just like having a conversation with you two and we're used to that. We see you all the time, blah, blah, blah. And also it's not really our kind of topics of conversations that we, what we listen to. So Bearing in mind, I'm talking to Caroline about this, and Pete's asking John if he could be an animal. What animal would he be?
Did I? Well, is that a conversation I was having with him?
And they were like, and then somehow John got started talking about someone called Anastasia and the Russian Revolution. But John looks after pop stars, so I was like, Anastasia was in the Russian Revolution? And he was like... I was like, fucking hell, how old's Anastasia? Oh. And he was like, Abby, not everything I say has to be related to a pop star, you know, but, you know, this God. Is... This is the conversation that was going on at the table at one time.
The man doesn't listen to the fucking podcast.
Yeah, but I didn't listen to Russian Revolution. I only heard Anastasia. Yeah. I didn't hear that he was talking about the Russian Revolution before that. And I was like, what, Anastasia? Yeah. Like the pop star? And he was like, no, Abby.
Do you remember what animal you'd be, though?
Yeah, I said a horse yeah. or a kitten.
You'd be a horse or a kitten? No, I said you'd be a warthog, didn't I?
Yeah, well, that was on a...
Previous pod.
John would be a shark, he said.
Yeah, he did say. If you were wondering, John said a shark. We had to stop him talking about the Russian Revolution for a minute. And answered shark.
That's the kind of... I want to have that conversation.
Well, the shark or the Russian Revolution?
The Russian Revolution?
They're both interested in their own ways.
No, but I think it's because we're like surrounded by children all the time. We can't have these frigging intelligent
conversations. I'm good at history. I'll be honest with you. I do know stuff about history.
Well, you started humming frigging, I'm out of love.
But
all day after that conversation, I was like,
what I was about to say is Russian Revolution. I didn't learn that one.
I don't want to be thick on our pod.
Well, no, it's just the Russian Revolution. We just don't know about that. So, you know, if anyone knows about it, please email in and teach us something about it. I've got loads of audience wines here. I'll fire into them. I have a wine for you. It's my girlfriend. She just can't stop making annoying noises. Straight in. Like when I'm watching the football and she's on the phone next to me, she starts swishing her saliva through her teeth. She also bites her nails and there's a click, click, click. I can hold it in for so long, but eventually it just gets too much. I look round at her fuming and she's like, what? So I say, stop making the noises, babe. Then she takes it personal, comes back with the old, if you love me enough, you'd find the noises endearing. Of course I do.
She's like that.
Of course I do. We're happy as Larry. But by Christ, I'll be cutting my ears off soon.
Oh, my God.
Who's in the wrong here? Do I need to get hypnotized or does she need to stop with the noises? Pete, it sounds like you produce more than your average saliva. How do you deal with it? Perhaps you could advise her.
Fuck yeah, Pete is saliva-ish. That's why I never let him lick my ice cream.
That is unbelievable. You have got an issue with me licking your ice cream, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, massive.
No, I don't want not a euphemism there, by the way.
I don't want your big salivary tongue on my ice cream. Thank you very much.
What?
Because it's like...
I love licking your ice cream.
I know, but it's just weird. No, I don't like it.
You do sometimes.
I'm a germaphobe. I don't. Kids are okay licking your ice cream because they've got no germs in them.
Stop now.
No, because they don't have like a green tongue or anything.
I haven't got a green tongue. If I eat a green sweet, I have a green tongue.
I'm not saying you'd have a green tongue, but I'm just saying like you have got a juicy mouth.
Well, sounds like it should be a compliment.
It is.
No, I've had a nasal problem, right? So the reason that it might be a bit more, I don't want to say salivary, that's disgusting, but I find myself mouth breathing because my nose is not in good shape. But this sounds disgusting. His girlfriend like doing that. Swishing saliva for a teeth.
How do you even do that? That
is horrible. I don't even want people at home to listen to that. It's not nice.
What else? Biting your nails?
I don't mind the biting of the nails. I can deal with that.
If I got any annoying habits like that annoy you?
Sometimes you do that. Yeah, what is that you do?
Itching my ears.
Itching your ears through your throat without hands free, itching of ears.
I always have an itchy throat.
You go, why do you... That, what is... She does do that. Yeah. That is, do you?
Do you do it?
Oh, that's a bad one, that.
Lib does it as well, and Johnny.
Really?
No. I think it's because I've got big tonsils.
Do you know what? It doesn't annoy me.
What?
Big tonsils. It doesn't annoy me. Like, I just notice you do it. It doesn't grate on me at all.
Mm.
What grates on me is the highest decibel that anyone could ever reach when you say my name.
That's endearing.
It's not.
So whose side are we on this one?
Pete. So I have to start shouting you from now on.
It's just
Pete.
Only
Pete.
Dogs can hear that. Pete!
We know you've already said this to me. You say it to me every day, in fact. But
you could come down and just go, Pete, don't need to shout it through walls. We've had this discussion, haven't we? It's just, bear it in mind, it's just something, it's just a bit of admin.
Fuck off. Fuck off. I hate that word, admin. It makes no sense.
It's just keep her on top of things. I think she should maybe try and stop that. Did it again then? Whatever that was.
I've got a cold. I actually can't even speak at the moment. See those little habits, we've talked about this before, like on the moving in episode, like there's actually nothing you do like 17 years later that really gets on my nerves. Like he's saying she makes these little noises and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's like, oh, Sean does that with his hand. Have you seen that? Have you seen him do it? He goes...
He's sniffing his hand. Joachim Lowe style.
No, he like smells the back of his hand all the time.
That's Joachim Lowe, that, isn't it? Like, you know the Germany manager who scratches his bum and sniffs it? You know the video. You know the video. Yeah. If you don't know the video, get out there. Joachim Lowe. He's in the World Cup and he's like, he scratches his ass and like he sniffs it and he like picks his nose and like puts it in his mouth and stuff.
See, that's picking your nose and eating it. I've never got that. So weird.
It's quite weird, that. I've got another one here. Hi, Abby. Hi, Pete. My husband and I have started a weekly wine inspired by you. Our first one was brilliant. We were both roaring with laughter. Can I ask, though, do you both change your ways after hearing each other's wines? For example, Abby, have you stopped losing Pete's bank cards? Because I don't know if I can stop passing wind loudly in the morning. Apparently, after nearly 12 years, my husband thinks it's a turn-off. Sorry, but it's another anon female, 33, from Hertfordshire.
Absolutely not for me. I think it's the worst thing.
I wouldn't hate that. It doesn't bother. It's not ideal.
See, if I was... If I had a partner who was like farting, like especially, I don't know if it's like a sexist thing, but like if you wanted to like snog them or whatever, you just get an image of them, a big fart coming out of them. It just make me feel ill.
I don't know. I think because boys still, I'm 42 years of age, right? If someone does a loud fart, I will still laugh. And I don't know when I'm going to grow out of that. But if you did a really loud fart, I would laugh 100%. I think you'd laugh as well.
Once, not.
But if you,
I've never farted.
It's funny though, isn't it? I don't know why they're funny, but they are, and they'll always be.
Would you laugh if your girlfriend farted?
I always encourage her to fart, and she never does.
Ugh.
Pervert.
I fart all the time.
Absolute pervert.
Pink eye.
Absolute predator.
No, farting is just not for me. I'm surprised she's admitted that, dirty bitch.
Well, she's a non, isn't she?
I know, but
she's
still.
She's in Spain.
But she's asking how you resolve your wines.
Well, if her husband listens to this, he'll be like...
Do you resolve them, basically? Like, I don't let you anywhere near the bank cards. That's the only way you haven't lost them. You still leave... Well, the other day, for instance, in the car...
I've got Apple Pay now.
Yeah.
Booyah shaka.
But... The other day, you know that stuff in the middle there, there was an orange peel and a banana.
And what did I say?
Yeah, actually.
What did I say?
Yeah, you did.
I said to Pete, I've just had an orange and a banana and it's there, but when we get out the car, I will take it out.
Do you know what happened?
She left it.
I took it out.
You are a liar.
That's true, babe. I did. I threw it in the skip.
That is such a lie.
100% I took it out, babe. I can show you exactly where I put it, but...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think how to tackle half term is planning, but it must be so hard. Like, because I actually don't understand how you'd cope if both parents worked 9 to 5 every day and the kids are off for so long. Like, how do they juggle that?
Mm.
You know, that must be so difficult. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's incredibly difficult, yeah.
And then obviously the weather was so bad over Easter here, you know, like even if you've got plans, they all go out the window because you can't go out to a park, you can't have a picnic, you can't do this because the weather's so crap.
I wrote a few down over the course of this half term. I knew we were doing this one. I wrote a few things down that the kids have said. That was incredibly insane.
Oh, what they did in the park?
Yeah, I wrote
so
it down.
We all did a family photo. People said, "I'm not like if I died tomorrow, it'd be like I didn't exist with my kids because I am not on one picture. Like Pete's on all the pictures, or just the kids on their own. I'm never on them."
I got a great one. My screensaver, actually. Got all the kids and the dog and Ab in it. It was like the first time ever.
All the kids and the dog. I thought you got to stop at that then.
No, and yeah. and Jeffrey.
And Pete said, after Streel saying, Jack went, hell on earth.
Well, he actually said, Ab said, like, after three, everyone say, hell on earth. And he actually said, hell on earth. That was amazing. I wrote that one down. The other one was Johnny. Do you remember it? You were talking, you better tell the story because you say, what do you see when you see a pretty girl? And Ab was saying, oh, you wink at them. We say, oh, ain't it nice? Whatever.
No, I was teaching Jack how to wink and he said, why do you wink? And I just said, like, if you see a pretty girl or something, you can wink at her. And I said, what do you do, Johnny? And he said, perv.
He said, what do you do when you see a pretty girl? He went, perv. Oh my God.
And I was like, who told you that? And he was like, Dad. He was like, Dad. But
I know where he's got it from. It's like, if you're driving and then, like, say if a girl walks past.
You can't even say it, can you?
And like,
pretty girl.
Ab will think, oh, I fancy her, right? So she'll say, why are you looking at her? You perv or something like that. You've said it a few times in the car recently.
Yeah, because that's what you do.
I don't do that.
You do
I don't do that. Like,
you do?
If a girl...
He goes like, he drives straight and...
Good-looking girl goes past... Like, what am I supposed to do?
So you're admitting she was good-looking?
No, I don't think she was good-looking, no. But if a good-looking girl does go past, like, even if she's in my eye line, what am I supposed to do? You can't just go, like, because she's... If she wasn't pretty, you wouldn't say anything.
But I don't know if they're good-looking from the back.
Well,
you're looking at them from the back to the front. So you just literally have anything.
I don't have anything. Not true at all.
It is.
It's not true in the slightest. But where he's got it from is that car scenario where you go stop perving or whatever.
Mm.
So he's taken now that if you see a pretty girl, you perv. And then you get a slap straight off.
Yeah. I was telling my friend about this and she said... something similar happened to me. She said they're walking down the road and like just in a row of houses and saw a girl getting changed in her bedroom, like with no clothes on. And so I went, oh God, that girl's got nothing on. My friend went, oh God, that girl's got nothing on in the room there. And the little boy went, oh God, Dad would have loved that.
Ah!
Oh, my dad would have loved that.
What a shame he's not here.
How funny. It's amazing how all these children pick up on the fact that the dad's a complete pervert.
That is so funny, isn't it?
Do you remember though when
you'd have loved that.
Me and Sophia got you back, didn't we though? Because like, Pete really upset me once when he was paving out a girl when he was driving.
You are highly possessive, like a warthog though.
So,
like territorial. Like, it's so stupid. You just go mad at silly things like that.
No, because it's more of the cheek of you doing it.
Yeah, cheek.
Aesthetic. So me and Sophia, just like, there was this like really hot guy driving, like ripped, young, loads of
why
hair.
Why are you
like,
to make
tanned.
Me feel bad? Like, why?
I'm not. I'm just telling you a story.
Why are you saying rips like
no,
that?
No, I'm just setting the scene.
Oh, I'm setting the scene. Right.
You said it.
Oh, let me set the scene straight after then. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, huge cock as well. He had. I'm joking.
Too far, Abigail.
I'm joking. I couldn't tell, even in them lycras the other hand. I'm joking. But me and Sophia, to get you back, didn't we? I just wound the window down and went, woo! Sexy. Do you remember that? And you were like, I can't believe you've just done that. And I was like, see, it's not nice.
Yeah, but then like imagine me like getting you back though, but like it'd be World War III. If I went the window down, I was like, like gorgeous.
Oh yeah. You did that. This podcast is a bit random, isn't it? Bit random.
You wouldn't be happy with that though, would you?
No. I'd just get out the car and leave you. When we were in Portugal the other day, this guy was walking towards us and square, John.
Oh my God,
into the square.
Yeah.
This is not even for the thing.
You should definitely be for the thing, definitely.
So when we were walking to this restaurant, like going to a little square, like under a tunnel, this guy coming towards us with his wife and he goes, oi, oi, like that.
One of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
Thought it was someone else, like didn't even
know. I thought it was someone else, one of our mates.
Yeah.
And he's walking towards me, but I can't really see him that well, but I was certain it was him, like so certain that I went, oi, oi, here he is. And then the fella was like, and then he got closer and I went, that's not what you think it is. No,
I was literally tired.
He had to shake my hand then. He had to like shake my hand and he went, oh. I think obviously he knew who I was. So he was like, all right, mate. And I went, all right. I'll see you later, mate.
And then because I thought Pete knew him,
so
I was going like that to his wife. Oh, hi. And she was like, hi.
I'm just thinking about my half terms and like my holidays. Like it's a simple time. Like all I needed was a bike and a ball.
Yeah, but I can't remember ever causing my mum stress like ours causes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like half terms. I think, you know, the difference with our kids, like our kids find it so difficult to do anything without us. Mm. Like they won't just entertain themselves. They want us there like every moment. Like when I was a child, I used to like avoid my mum because she'd be like, we're going home now if you went nearer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think when we were younger, it was safer. You could play out in the street. Like, everyone's too scared to let the kids play out in the street now, aren't they? Like, you just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we just played football every single day, every moment that we could.
I used to go to the Boise. It's like a holiday camp kind of thing in, like, the youth club.
Like Biker Grove or something like that.
Like Biker Grove, yeah, exactly like that. And you'd have, like, art classes or you could do dance. The boys would play footy.
I did a few like activity camps and that. Like we did, used to do like a sport camp sometimes.
Yeah,
that was good. And then just play football for most of the time. And in the summer, we used to play football and tennis, and just ride our bikes around there and back, and just go when it was the moment we woke up to the moment it was dark every single day.
But it is hard now. What to do with the kids? I'm just thinking, what advice could you give to people?
It is a big deal having children. For anyone who's thinking about it out there, we are joking because I do love it. It's been hard.
No, because that's what we were actually saying when we were sitting in the park the other day, like looking at every single person in there having a mare. Like genuinely they were. I think it's something to do with it was towards the end of half term. It's a long holiday. And I was like, but it's for those little moments. And you're like, is it though?
Yeah.
Are they worth it?
We discussed.
And I was like, no, it is. Genuinely is.
But I just, it's that, like you, that might be something that you have to say.
No, it isn't. Yeah. Because you know, you know ourselves, like if we go away for like 2 nights without the kids, we can't do longer. We're desperate to get home.
Yeah.
Or when they're not here, you're like, oh, it's, the house doesn't seem like a home without them. Or if you've been here on your own without me and the kids, you hate it, don't you?
Mm. Yeah, or is that just something that I just tell you?
Is it?
No, I it's weird when I'm in. I've been in the house on my own like twice in about like 5 years, and it is very strange.
You've been together longer than 5 years.
I know, but I'm just saying, it is very, very strange. But yeah, there was a time I was just thinking, like when there was a couple like walking past us with, you know, just walking,
conversing,
and yeah, they were just talking about, you know, probably loads of wide range of adult topics.
The Russian Revolution.
Yeah, like Russian Revolution stuff, you know. I just thought, yeah, that'd be quite nice. We could actually do that when the kids go back to school.
Yeah, but we don't.
But we probably wouldn't.
Because you just go to golf all the time.
Not all the time.
Leave me.
It's not true. It's nice, is it? We do loads of stuff together. Oh, just golf's more fun than that.
I said to Pete, like, because when we were on holiday, I was so, like, I felt so lonely because I was, like, in the hospital the whole time. And then I'd get back and Pete would go. Then the first day we got back, like you sat on one sun lounger and I sat on the other one. They were like literally opposite sides of the pool. And I was like, oh, Pete, we're not even sitting next to you. You went, oh, I'm with you every day. Do you remember you said that? No. And I was like, yeah. You went, oh, God, I'm with you every second of the day.
Oh, my God.
That's what you said. And I was like, oh.
I had a meltdown after, you know, that time that was stressful. I did have a bit of a meltdown.
Mm.
Well, just coming out of sort of like the half-term section, babe, I feel like any advice out there, I would say planning is key.
Meet up into a
summer holiday or a half-term.
Yeah.
It's like activities, play dates. You know, if you could afford to go on holiday, you know, do that, but have activity of things lined up there.
We had the whole thing planned for us to go away. We didn't do one plan.
Yeah, because Sophia got ill. That was the only reason why.
All of them were ill?
Yeah, all of them were, yeah. It was a trip from hell. And that was because they were all not well. But yeah, you just become, you know, you just have to sort of look after them indoors. You know, you can't have them going out. They can't get in the pool. You can't go to dinner. All the things you do on holiday, you can't do. So then it becomes stressful.
Because you're so worried about your kids and you want them to be okay. You know, it makes it really stressful. But
then our relationship's secondary to that, isn't it? Because you've got to make sure your kids are all right.
Yeah.
You can't be selfish about what you want to do. Because
yeah, obviously not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So then, but I feel like we probably, you know, because we had a bit of a mare with that, we need to find time for ourselves when this half term's finished.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll do that though, eh?
Yeah.
I'm going to take you somewhere lovely.
Like where?
Treat you like the princess you deserve to be.
Sure. I'll take you out.
Right, let's fly into the agony abs.
I wonder if I can read today.
That one's massive. I don't think you can do all that.
Which one?
I don't think you've got that in your mouth.
What?
Go on, let's see.
I do.
It's a two-pager.
Okay.
It's a two-pager.
Hi, Abby and Pete. I'm hoping you may be able to give me some advice regarding my wedding plans for next year. As a football lover, this has always been an idea of mine, but having voiced it to my fiancé, it hasn't gone down well. What do I do? Do I scale it down or should I stick to my guns as it's always been my dream? And here's you saying men don't dream about the wedding. Wrong again.
What's he saying? He's dreaming about a wedding.
A football wedding.
Different, isn't it?
Basically, I want a completely
football involved.
Basically, I want a completely football themed wedding. The colour scheme would be Chelsea blue and white. They would be Chelsea coloured blue and white. And all the table names would be Chelsea player themed. I would ideally like the aisle music to be blue as the colour. Blue is the colour.
Blue is the colour. Football is the game. We're all together. And winning is our aim. So
aim.
Heroes
is that Chelsea?
All through the Chelsea is our name.
And then another Chelsea theme songs around this. The Liquidator as a sign.
Liquidator is a tune, by the way.
The Liquidator as we sign the paperwork, etc. And as soon as the vicar announces that we are man and wife, I'd like Madness One Step Beyond to kick in so the guests can all jump around and celebrate. This whole music part isn't going to go down well. Apparently, traditional is far better. I don't mind some of them songs, apart from the...
Can I just step in here a little bit, right? So a wedding is the love between two people, right? But always it's the female's dream, right? It's the lady's dream. So he's dreaming of this Chelsea themed wedding, right? Why is he not allowed to have that? Like, it's equality for all, okay? You know, the big dream princess wedding that every man sort of has to go through, it's not their dream. This is his dream. Why is he not allowed to get that dream? Like, why are we all laughing about it?
It's not about him not having the dream. It's just, it's a bit heavy.
Like, maybe let's hear the rest of the...
Okay.
Okay,
right. Well, let's go.
He went down to the freaking aisle to Nicki Minaj, so you can't talk.
I don't have this moment for life.
Instead of an order of service, I would like us to have an official match day program. So it'd be this sounds like a kid's football. Why doesn't he just save all this for his kid's first birthday? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but carry on.
I would like us to have an official matchday program, so it would be themed on this, laid out the same way. Not exactly sure on the content, but all pictures, etc., within da 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 da, and maybe a column from the main participants: best man, father of bride, etc. With regards to guests, I have a much bigger family, so I've suggested my family are the home fans. And have the front seats. And her much smaller family members could sit in the back corner, which will be the away end. And instead of my friends being ushers, they'll be stewards and wear high-vis jackets throughout the ceremony.
He's having a laugh.
And be positioned in a line between families. All guests would be given tickets to which they would need to present on the door. I've been trying to locate and buy a turnstile from the old shed end stand. But this is seemingly impossible.
This is brilliant.
We have decided we'll have two hymns, yet to be decided which. I've requested Lord of the Dance, as this is a Chelsea song, but with the carefree words.
Yeah, I can't sing carefree.
And 10 Men Went to Mow. Again, apparently this is stupid. Believe it or not, this is a bit of a toned down version to my original thoughts. And this included my best man beers dressed as a Stanford the Lion, asking the vicar to wear a full referee's kit, and myself and the fiance arriving in team buses rather than wedding cars. Would you advise I stand my ground? It's my big day too, so I really want it to be how I imagined it, but am I going too far? If I was to scale back further, what bits should I keep? And dare I ask, have you got any other football-themed ideas I could ask, Nick?
Great idea. Oh, totally on board with it.
I think Nick should go into party planning.
He's thought about absolutely everything there. I mean, you would be devastated, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you not be devastated?
Yeah, but I don't get when people get married at like football stadiums. It happens all the time. It's absolutely bloody ridiculous. Isn't it?
Well, it's not. No, if we were both into a team and it was like dominated our lives and, you know, we went to football together, that was our thing.
No.
Then that's your thing, you know? Some couples, yeah, it's only because you don't like football. But if we both like football, we both went to the game every Saturday, we religiously go to the games, you would get married at, say, Anfield. If we went every week together. It's just so far out of our, like, it's just not on our radar, but
I'd like to get married in, like, a zoo or something like that.
Would you?
You know, if you're talking about like in a themed kind of place, like a football stadium, or, you know, some people get married in like zoos and stuff, and have like animals around you. I wouldn't mind that.
I don't get that, if I'm honest.
Stink?
I don't get it at all.
Zoo?
Yeah. I don't get, why would you get married in a zoo?
Well, I wouldn't, but.
No.
I'd prefer to get married in a zoo than a football stadium.
Mm.
What would you let him do?
The songs? You could do the songs, can you?
You could mix the songs in.
You know, you get the songs involved. I don't think you should be going through turnstiles and wearing a Chelsea kit.
The vicar as a referee.
The team bus is quite good. I mean, he could come on a team bus, couldn't he, with his mates?
You could do the invites as tickets.
Yeah, the invites as tickets is quite cute.
Yeah, the team bus is great for him, I think. He'd go up with the lads on the team bus. You know, get off wearing headphones as if he's going to a match.
He sounds like he'd be a person who'd go to Crouchfest. Do you know what I mean? Like, people going to Crouchfest with, like...
I like him.
...football kits on and...
Stick with it, Nick. You're a good guy. Got one not on here. Hey, Abby and Pete, a single lady needs your help. I listen to the podcast every week driving and thought who better to ask for advice. I'm in my early 30s and one of the only single girls out of my mates... I actually love my single life and the independence it gives me. But as I've entered my 30s, my friends have started to get married and have babies. I couldn't be happier for them. And I love being the fun auntie when it comes to social occasions. But it can get a tad lonely. A few of the girls I went to uni with have got married and it was girls only, no partners allowed. But we all had a great time. But another wedding is pending. The invites have arrived and everyone has a plus one except me. Now, because we all met at uni and live across the UK, the partners haven't met, meaning that won't naturally split off and leave me to enjoy the night with the girls. Yeah, I think so. They won't, like, the lads won't go together and then I can go with the girls.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know each other.
So I hate that.
So they're going to hang around
with the girls. I hate it when, like, all the boys go together and all the girls go together.
Why?
I just don't.
Well, not only am I dreading... being abandoned when the DJ announces that the bride and groom want all couples to join them in their first dance. Ugh. And I'm left awkwardly swaying to John Legend's All of Me. But they have now suggested getting a 16-person Airbnb where I have to pay for the plus one who wasn't invited.
So she not even allowed... They haven't let her invite a plus one? Or is she just saying she hasn't got a plus one?
She hasn't got one, but she has to pay for one because it's a 16-person thing.
Well, they're no real friends then.
Meaning when I go home after the night of being the 15th wheel, I'm going to hearing seven lots of bonk beats. I live with these girls for a few or more...
If they're married, she probably won't be.
If they're married, they won't be bonking at all. I live with these girls for a few of our more wild years. And trust me, some of them are like race day Jack turned jockey and would give Red Rum a run for his money. Definitely more Swedish House Mafia than Subo.
Oof.
How do I navigate this? I want a night with the girls without babysitting their partners and making sure they're okay every 5 minutes. Please help, Anonette.
God, she needs to turn up with some like hot, hot, hot date.
Yeah.
Wherever she's going to get him from.
Gigolo.
It's always a dodgy one,
because
that,
they're always, they're obviously like feeling a bit like sorry for him, like, oh, there she is, fellaless.
I think in this day and age, it's not the end of the world. Like everyone's different, aren't they now? Like, it wouldn't bother you if someone was single, would it? Like, not at all.
No, but for that person, if you're turning up to a group where everyone's in couples, you know, you could, even if she doesn't even want a boyfriend and she said she enjoys a single life, it's still...
I don't think you have to go with what everyone else is doing, especially these days. I think you can do whatever you want to do. I think it's more free now. It's not like, you know, the old days where you just had to get married, you had to settle down, you had to have babies.
See, if that was me, I'd bring like Alfie with me.
Mm.
Like my gay best mate. Mm. And we just have a laugh. And we could be like, oh, look at all them miserable married people.
If you've got plus one, can't you bring someone? Yeah, just bring a mate.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Bring a mate, definitely. Bring your headphones as well if the bump beats are too loud. Bit of Swedish House Mafia. Daddy's got it here for you.
Vile. Vile. Have we got any more?
Yep. Do you want to read that?
I just wanted your opinion on something. My boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years. We're both 29. We live together in his house and I just worry that we might not be each other's perfect person. Oh. After 7 years, there is no ring, no concrete plans for the future. I flick from being really happy and thinking everything is hunky-dory and how I can't wait to get married and have babies. And the next, I feel like I'm wasting my time and freak out and question what I want altogether. I know he wants to get married and have children one day, but I'm concerned it won't be with me and I'm just wasting my prime years. But what if it is meant to be and it works out and then I'll have screwed it all up by ending it? How can I be sure I'm not wasting my time? Oh, help.
Funny name, isn't it?
I'll help. The hell I call the child
out. I'll help. That's just help, yeah, well, it's just like it's... family. So I'll help.
Sure.
Must be scouts.
I think that's a tough one. Does anyone really know?
It's a tough one, yeah. It's a tough one. You do know, I think. But you probably know, but then do you think... You know that they know. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know they know that he knows she knows?
Yeah. Him? Like, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Like, because you don't want to waste your time, do you? But then if you're having a good time, you're not wasting your time.
A good time?
You know what I mean? If you're having a good time, you're not wasting your time. You're not like, does there have to be an end goal?
Yeah.
Like, just have a good time?
She could always ask him to marry her. See what he says.
Nah, you're all right, love.
Imagine. Nah, you're all right, love. That's so patronising.
You're all right, love. What's for dinner?
Just so, like, calm.
Yeah, but you kind of, you want, I am old-fashioned in that sense. I do want, I did want, I wouldn't have felt comfortable asking you to marry me.
I wouldn't have felt comfortable you asking me either. I would have hated that.
Would you have said no?
Yeah.
If I actually like got one down on one knee and all of that stuff.
Yeah, because I'll go, that's just, I don't think this is not how I saw this going. I think that's a lovely gesture and I definitely will say yes to that. But I feel like I should ask you. You wouldn't really like that, would you?
No, really? I wouldn't like to do it. But I don't know, there is a lot of pressure on getting married in the next step. Like there is a lot to be said for living in the moment. But 6 years is a long time and living together. And, you know, she's 29, it's quite young though, isn't it? Is it?
Yeah, there's no rush. I think be open and talk about it. And just be like, you know, where are we? You know, are we? Do you think we'll get married one day? Like, is this going to happen?
Listen to him there. Oh, yeah. I think you should just be honest and open about it and just be like, look, where are we? Can you see us getting married? As if.
Well, I wouldn't
never
say
had that.
That
conversation in my life.
I wouldn't say that, but
even when you got engaged, you were like, "Do not mention a wedding for at least 2 years." Do you remember that?
No, I was trying to be a girl there. Do you know what I mean? I was trying to be like, you know, like I wouldn't give absolute fuck personally. Like, if I'm having a nice time, it's great. Last thing I want is get married. Like, I wouldn't. But I'm saying, if I'm a girl, like I don't know, like you just. Just ask him if you're feeling
that way.
So
did you only get married because you thought I wanted to get married?
No, I got married because I love you and I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you. And I knew that you wanted to get married. No, you... Like, to me, getting married, yeah, you do it, but... Fucking hell.
So you actually didn't want to get married?
There's another one.
Did you actually not want to get married to me then?
No, it's not that I didn't want to get married. I wanted to get married. I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you. And I know that you want a big wedding. It's not like a huge, like, I don't think for most men, it's not like, I don't dream of weddings. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fine. That's totally fine.
That's not a bad thing to say, is it? I don't know.
Did you dream about a divorce?
No, I don't dream about that because I'm happy. I want you. It's like, and you know, you wanted a big day. So I gave it to you. Is that bad?
I gave you it.
No, I like...
Fuck off, Pete.
I wanted you to have a nice day and I wanted to be married. I wanted to show you how much I loved you.
So the nice day, that was for me, you stayed up the whole night the night before on the wedding day, played golf. So how can you say it's just all for me?
But that day was when I wasn't with you. That was the day before. That day wasn't for you. That was for me.
The day before the old ball and chain.
Yeah. That's fine.
You know what
That's
I'm trying
totally
to say? I'm not being rude. I'm just saying.
No, what I'm saying is if you didn't think I wanted to be married, we wouldn't be married now. Is that what you're saying?
No, we would be married. Of course we would. I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you. I knew that. So that you know, of course, involves getting married.
Well, not necessarily. It's not Goldie Hawn and her fella aren't married.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So the be all and end all, it's not the be all and end all, is what I'm saying. It's like, if you're happy with your partner, you don't have to get married. It doesn't matter.
No.
Actually, doesn't matter. It's old school. You don't have to get married. You can still love someone forever and be the eternal partner, have children and not be married. You know, that's like, it's old school.
Well, having
children's
more of a tie than getting married.
Of course it is, exactly. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying I didn't want to, I only got married because of, like, I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. That is the truth.
I don't care. I actually do not care.
So what did this girl do?
Fuck them off. They're not worth it, girls. Just stay single for life.
Just fuck him off.
And you'll have no stress. No stress in your life. That's what I say.
Agreed. It's on the same. He'd have dodged a bullet, wouldn't he?
You men think you don't want all that stuff, but you do. You'd actually shoot yourself if I was like, if you asked me to marry you and I said, no, I'm fine as we are, you'd be worried about that. And don't say you wouldn't. Of course you would.
Yeah, maybe.
Of course you would.
All right, last one. Hi, both. I've been dating a guy for a few months. And this
Who's
is
both?
Ian Botham. I've been dating a guy for a few months and this is not a normal situation for me. I've always been the one overlooked. Too tall, too fat, too ugly. The girl, the friend, but not the girlfriend. And this guy was one of the first to tell me I'm beautiful and that he wanted to be with me. But I think there's some red flags. I want to know if it's time to walk away. This guy has had some serious money issues and I helped him out once. But said that I couldn't lend him anything else and he keeps asking. There are always more reasons than small amounts. My no isn't good enough. I was firm and I told him to stop asking and that I couldn't help further and that I didn't want him to ask again. And then today he did just that. I pointed out how angry and hurt I was that he ignored my request and asked me for something that I'd said no to and I asked him not to do it again. He was full of excuses about why he was asking and it wasn't for a big amount and it was so important to him. I'm hurt that he ignored my request and my feelings because he wanted something and he clearly thinks his desires are more important than mine. I'm not very good at this and I need some help. Do I walk away from the first person I thought valued me or should I run? It's quite serious, that one, isn't it?
Mm.
It needs to be very careful. The red flags look a bit... That's Alex Dodge to me, big time.
Yeah, but if she didn't describe herself the way she did, would you consider that as a red flag?
Yeah. Yeah, anyone, you know, who's come into a new relationship, like asking for money straight away and is, you know, won't take no for an answer, red flag, no matter what you look like.
Yeah.
You know? Like that's, yeah.
So fuck them off.
Yeah.
Again.
In general,
that's
really.
That's actually sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is sad, yeah, because she's... But there, feels good.
There are a lot of predatory people out like that.
Scoundrels.
And, yeah, and who can like Tinder swindler, yeah? Who can build people up and do a false sense of security.
You have to when be so actually, careful. You think about like, not everyone's like you, you know, like there's people out there that want to get what they can and they don't care who they hurt.
Yeah.
That's a serious, serious situation.
I think if your gut's telling you something, if you've got an inkling, it's, you know, that's one thing I have learned over this half term, is definitely trust your gut. Mm. That's true. And I think if you've got that kind of feeling about something, she doesn't have to kind of make it, she can just bear it in mind and see if it carries on and then...
Keep him at arm's length, you know? No, he doesn't have to move in, does he? You just keep going on dates and...
Yeah, but it's hard to like... kiss someone you don't trust.
Well, then you just got to get rid then. If that's the case, if you don't trust him now, you're not going to trust him later, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, in summary, I think this half term's been particularly hard, but we've had plenty of other ones that we've really, really enjoyed. So we'll put this down to a learning curve, I think.
No, but, you know, you put it down to it's real life. Things happen. You know, things can change like that and you have to deal with whatever's put in front of you at that time. And, you know, we probably have sounded a bit harsh on the kids, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's been a scary and stressful holiday. And then just, you know, it feels like it's going on and on. But normally we love it.
Yeah, normally it's great. You know what I mean? It's like, just,
you know, when you go back to think about lockdown, you know, we were me and you, just with the four kids every day, day in and day out. We absolutely loved it, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know, I think, but that's life, and that's part of being a parent and having a family, that you do have your ups and downs and your scary times, and you have to deal with them.
Mm. Well, we're off this weekend, and I'm off this weekend, and we're going away with them, and they all seem pretty fit and healthy now. So
I don't know why you've just said that.
Well, you know, what I'm saying is, like,
she could tempt us.
I think you forget very quickly, I think, you know, and like you go for it again straight away, don't you? Which is what we're doing. And we'll report back next week, but I'm sure it'll be lots of fun.
No, the support so far for the pod has been amazing. Like, and it keeps growing, and we are completely overwhelmed. I can't believe you want to listen to us talking absolute nonsense for an hour when even our own friends don't. So thank you. So yeah, you can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. You can message us on our website, get in touch with your wines and your problems, and we're here to help you out and have a laugh together. Yeah. And do you know what I love? I'm loving the reviews from our podcast. So keep them coming. We like the 5 stars, and we like to hear what you think, because obviously when I was waving the mic around and you didn't like it, we've changed to these. So all your feedback and everything really helps us, and, you know, we can deliver a better podcast. So guys, if you enjoyed that, we've got so much more content on our YouTube channel. Click here to subscribe and click here for more videos.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.